Average sales price of Valley's residential units has been trending down since last spring.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Valley's housing market is continuing to move up. As of the end of October 2018, there were some 8,400 residential units sold in the Valley over the last 12 months, very close to the number of houses sold in the 12 months prior to that. And this is happening when the inventory of homes for sales is shrinking. Even if we have not yet reached the overheated 2005-2006 housing market, we are pretty close. The average sales price for a residential unit in the Valley rose by 5% above its last year's level. That's, of course, based on month-to-month comparison, which oscillates quite a lot. The trend of the housing prices is significantly more stable, and the rate of growth has dropped from 8% on an annual basis in March to 1% in October. During the Great Recession, housing prices in the Valley dropped by 26%. While the drop was significant, it was much less than areas like, say, Tampa, where prices dropped by almost 50%. Housing prices have been recovering from those dark days of recession, even in Tampa. Prices eventually exceeded their 2005 level in 2016, 11 years to get back where they were. And mind you, this is just in current dollars, adjusted for inflation. They are still down. In the Valley, while housing prices have increased significantly from their recessionary bottom and have now even exceeded their pre-recessionary highs. However, even here, adjusted for inflation, we are still down from where we were in 2007. One of the reasons that the local housing inventory is so low is that we are not building new homes. New building permits, which were running at above 400 per month in the Valley during the boom years, and even during the depth of the recession, around 100 a month, have dropped to around 35 now. We are not building new houses anywhere close to what we used to do, even during the dark days of the recession. Okay, so what's the forecast? Housing market is even more sensitive to mortgage rates than to its inventory, since usually it is the monthly payment that's a final determinant of purchase. Now that the Department of Treasury has announced that its borrowing this year will more than double from last year to $1.3 trillion. Interest rates in general and mortgage rates in particular are rising. This increase will also increase the monthly payment. The average residential unit in the Valley now have a higher monthly payment of 15% compared to last year. This undoubtedly will put a damper on the rising demand for housing. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.